Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy news update. Despite reports saying the New Orleans Saints are willing to pay receiver Michael Thomas the highest in the NFL, the highest out of the two sides, still far apart, according to negotiations. Thomas's camp asking for $22 million in average year salary, which is $4 million less than Odell Beckham Jr. the Cleveland Browns makes as the highest paid receiver in the league. The Saints' current offer to Thomas is around $18 per year. The two sides still $4 million apart. He's entering his final year on the contract, coming off career highs in yards, 14,005 catches with 125, and he tied a career high in touchdowns with 9. 7 months after suffering a gruesome leg injury, quarterback Alex Smith opened up for the first time about his recovery and hardships. The Washington Redskins quarterback will shed the external fixator on his right leg in 4 to 6 weeks' time. Then he can begin light jogging. The 35-year-old Smith says he plans on playing in the NFL again. The three-time Pro Bowler led Washington to a 6-4 record last season before unfortunately breaking his leg in Week 11 against the Houston Texans. His teammates and coaches admittedly say he won't be available for 2019, but hopefully sometime after that. New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell couldn't describe thieves who stole his jewelry. The reason? He only saw the two female assailants that were naked. The women also accused of stealing close to $500,000 worth of his jewelry. The alleged robbery occurred on May 25th at the Jets running back's home in Florida. So investigation still going on. In the NBA, Miami Heat center Hassan Whiteside exercising the $27.1 million option on his next contract. The 2019-20 season will be Whiteside's last under the deal. He signed a four-year $98 million contract with the Heat back in 2016. Whiteside, now 30, averages 12.3 points a game and 11.3 boards in 72 games. The NHL draft gets underway tonight from Vancouver, BC, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. The New Jersey Devils on the clock with the number one pick. Rangers in the two-hole, Chicago 3. Toronto Maple Leafs free agent Mitch Marner not interested in signing a max-term deal on his next contract. That, according to Darren Dreger of TSN, Marner will become eligible to receive offer sheets from other teams once free agency opens up, this on July 1st. Marner enjoyed a career high last season, leading the Leafs in points with 94 in 82 games. There's been mutual interest between Nashville Predators and free agent Corey Perry, according to The Athletic's Pierre LeBrun. The Chicago Blackhawks have also shown interest in the 34-year-old sniper. The veteran winger tallied 36 goals the last two seasons in Anaheim. The Preds have scored the third fewest goals among playoff teams this past year, and they desperately need scoring. Perry was bought out by the Ducks Wednesday after 14 years there. MLB action on the go right now. We have games in progress. One, Mets and Cubs, and the Mets are up 3-2 right now in the bottom of five. Cubs have a runner on with no outs. Rest of the schedule, four games at 7:05. Houston and the Yankees. Yankees minus 165, 9.5. Peacock versus Paxton. The Pinstripes getting healthier day by day. Aaron Judge returning to the lineup after a two-year absence. He was on fire before he got hurt. Atlanta and Washington, Nats minus 145.9. And Dallas Keuchel makes his MLB debut for the Braves tonight versus Steven Strasburg. Also with the Braves, Josh Donaldson was on appeal today. He won't serve any time for a part in a brawl versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. 7:05, we got Miami and Philly. Phils minus 268.5. Alcantara versus Nola. 7:05 action, San Diego and Pittsburgh Pirates. Yar, 115.9, Lauer and Musgrove. Two more games at 7:10. We got Detroit and Cleveland. The Indians laying $1.95. Boyd versus Bauer, total 7.5. Toronto at Boston Red Sox, minus 345, 8.5. Thornton versus Sale, 8:05 action. We got the White Sox and Rangers. Texas laying 45 cents, 11.5. Your total, Lopez and Heredo, 8:10. Cincy and Milwaukee Brewers, minus 125, 8.5. Gray versus Anderson. Two more games at 8:15. We have Minnesota minus 160 at KC, 10.5. Perez versus Junis. Angels laying 15 cents at St. Louis. 9 is your total. Canning versus Waka Waka Waka, 9:40. San Francisco at Arizona. D-backs minus 135. 10 is your total. Zamarja versus Clark at 10:07. Tampa Bay laying 15 cents at Oakland. 9, Kittredge versus Anderson. And 2 at 10:10. Colorado at the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 200. Marquez versus Bueller. 7 is your total. And Baltimore at Seattle. Mariners laying 40 cents. Gil Martin versus Leak, total of 9.5. College Baseball World Series on the go now. Michigan exploding. They're up now 6-3 on Texas Tech. We're in the top of four. Vanderbilt and Louisville later on tonight. Vandy, big favorites, minus 240, total 8. CFL football. Former Eskimos quarterback Mike Riley returns to action tonight as Edmonton meets BC. Edmonton, the home team, minus 355, your total. Game 9 o'clock Eastern. Round 2 of the Travelers right now. Zach Zucker, the current leader at minus 11. He went low today, 5 under. Lots of good golf on the course. And in the women's tournament, the KPGA PGA Championship for women, Hannah Green of Australia holds down the lead at 7 under. Copacabana Soccer, Ecuador and Chile, 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned for Red Heat and Rage Radio with Gabe Morenci. He hosts. We'll talk with Steve Merrill, NASCAR, baseball's bets, best, CFL, and a whole lot more. Everything in between. So stick around. Red Heat and Rage Radio, Hour 1, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio has begun. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, everything else in between. I am Gabe Morenci, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We pick up the pieces following the NBA draft. We have the NHL draft this evening. And then the countdown to football is on. And we do have a CFL football game on tap here this evening. We continue to light up the CFL. We're now 6-1 through seven picks. We've won six of them, although it's a tough game here this evening, to be honest. So let's bring in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's going on, Cam?
Yeah, it's going, Gabe. Yeah, great stuff with the football game last night over the year. Hopefully we can do the same. Riley returning to some old stomping grounds. I'm looking at BC right now, but Edmonton, a short price, is a three-point favorite. We'll dig a little bit deeper into this one. But you're right, man. The CFL has been money so far. Loving it.
Yeah, it's good. It the CFL made up for our some of our NBA draft props last night.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun last night. Well, it's so frustrating when you look at your accounts and go, wow, you made great picks. You hit the over, you hit the over teaser, you get the game. Gabe, they come back and cover the number two. And then I'm thinking, wow, I went pretty balls deep on those props that honestly, if Garland went, I was just telling Yang off air before I did my update. If Garland goes one deeper, I'm loaded. That's the difference between winning and losing. I had that 5.5. He goes to Cleveland at 5, and I almost, like, went in my pants. I was pretty pissed off.
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know what? It was plus 325 and plus 270 and all that for a reason.
Yeah, it was.
You know, Cleveland surprised people. It surprised me that Cleveland did this. And not that Darius Garland isn't a good player, but, you know, Beilein, you're 66 years old. You just drafted a kid that's like basically 19 years old, has played 5 games of college basketball, is represented by LeBron James and Rich Paul. You know, it's amazing. Like, he's gonna leave. Like, if you're Cleveland, you just drafted a kid that's rep by LeBron and Rich Paul, Kev, who's already left Cleveland.
Exactly.
So basically,
and he's from Ohio.
Twice.
And he's from Ohio. Garland has no affiliations with the state at all.
Yeah, so basically, Garland is going to get good in a couple of years, and he's going to leave when he can. And the thing is, who knows? Maybe he won't even honor the contract. I don't know. Anthony Davis didn't. Like, you know, Rich Paul, like, you know, people want to – it's crazy that these teams do this to themselves, actually. So, like, 3 years down the road from now, 4 years down the road from now, when Garland is screwing around the Cavaliers or 2 years or whatever – they brought it upon themselves, man. Yeah, they brought it upon themselves. Like diving off a diving board into a waterless pool and being surprised you cracked your skull.
Good analogy.
Well, thank you.
I like that one. That was a good one.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, let's roll. Game time positions. Red Heat Rage Radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing. Put it down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. NBA draft is done, but we've got the NHL draft. And there are props for this, but, you know, the NHL draft is a hell of a lot trickier than the NBA draft. or the NHL is. And I've said this before, that NBA general managers, they think outside the box more than NFL general managers do. Like when you're betting NFL props, Cam, you pretty much have a pretty good handle on it. They have grades for each player. And generally the grades are freaking even across the board for teams. You know what I mean? Like if a team has some guy like, yeah, he's the 18th most talented guy on the board, another NFL team might have it 19 or 20, but it's very, very scientific. And with the grading system after the combine and everything that they have, basketball is more subjective, Cam. You know what I mean? Like it's more eye of beholder. Some guys will like a player, some guys won't like a player, and it's and you can't say that they're bad picks. It's just it's more random, right? I mean, it's just more random, and you'll see just sort of more curveballs thrown in the NBA. And but as I said when we went to the break, some of these teams they bring this stuff upon themselves, bro. Right? Like if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, like out of everyone on the board, like you're John Beilein, why do you take a 19-year-old kid that's not ready to play? That's number one. Number two, he's repped by LeBron James and Chris Paul and Rich Paul. So LeBron basically is even though it's illegal, he's basically running a talent agency and during the league. And we see that one of their players, and Anthony Davis, just didn't honor his contract, sat out until he got hooked up with LeBron and another one of them. Yep. So down the road, this is going to happen with Garland. And if you're Cleveland, you bring it upon yourself. Number three, you already have Colin Sexton. You drafted the same player last year. It didn't make sense on a lot of different levels for the Cleveland Cavaliers to do what they did. And then drafting a kid out of Belmont later.
That was a bad. Did the old Gil. Tough sale.
I don't know.
I'm with you. There's a lot of things. Like, you look, when you're going into, you got to help Beilein out, right? He's a college coach turned pro, and he's not young. He's not going to be here for like 10 years like some of these young coaches. He needs to get traction within the next couple and then make a run and probably then call it quick. I don't know if he's going to go into his mid-70s, Gabe, but it's not a good start when you're waiting two or three years to do something. What?
There's never a run coming for Beilein here.
That's my point. He's an older guy. Like you needed to get the best ready player right there. You either take Hunter
exactly right
from Virginia because he knows that type of player, or Culver. Those are the guys. With Culver, you know you get a defensive guy that can improve his offense. And and with Virginia, you saw what Hunter can do defensively. You watched them win those 58 to 56 games and en route to a national championship.
You know what
it is,
Cam?
He's the opposite of what you need. It's very, very odd.
Beilein's system and Beilein's style, number one, it won't work in the NBA. I hate to say this.
It's very, yeah. It's
middle, I'm a Beilein guy. It's a college system, bro. It's not
going
to work. Like, this little, we'll play defense, play a zone, and hit threes. Yeah, okay, coach. You realize that the Greek Freak's going to break this zone by running right through everyone, right? Like he's got this like little dream world where, I don't know, and the thing is, Cam, fine. You want to play a college system in the NBA, it'll work for a few weeks and people are going to figure it out. You better play your system, Cam, with NBA players. You know what I mean? Like if you say Beilein comes in, he's got a roster full of NBA guys, and he says, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is the style we're going to play. Fine. Beilein's never coached NBA before. Coming into the NBA, essentially with college players, Cam. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're all, like, he's got a bunch of college kids, 19-year-old kids. Sexton's raw as hell. Now you got Garland. Like, it's amazing to me. You went through all this. You didn't make your team better right now.
No,
you're not better.
I agree.
Like, you're not better, Cam, now.
Why do you, and you know this, Gabe, why do you play a zone? You play a zone because you're basically scared of the other team. Why does it work in college? Because everybody's not NBA players. They all can't.
You ever see zones in the NBA?
That's why you don't. Because guys kill zones because they penetrate and shoot daggers. You dare.
They're going to hit a three.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, Syracuse, and if they don't, they're just going to lob it over your zone and dunk it. Man, it's going to be like ugly and easy, actually.
That's
like,
why Jim Boeheim plays a zone.
Teams are
going to
say, we've seen the Raptors. The Raptors, like, confuse the hell out of teams. like in the plus. Like the average fan doesn't see this. They don't talk about the defense and stuff. Or Kyle Lowry had 18 points. Good. Oh, he had 9 points. Bad. Right? Like they don't really know the intricacies of the game. And like everybody said the same thing, Cam, about the Raptors. I'm talking about the other teams after. They're like they're relentless on defense and they're confusing. Mm-hmm. Like everyone said the same thing. They're like they don't do the same thing on every on each possession. They mix it up. Like, think about that, Cam. Like, there was an intricacy with the Raptors where they were speaking different languages to confuse the Greek Freak.
Yeah. And then that's not happening in Cleveland. Like, different languages.
They knew.
Golden Corral on one. Yeah, okay.
They knew. They were like Joel Embiid speaks French and English. All right? And they're like, he's a smart guy. He speaks French and English. He doesn't speak Spanish. The Raptor players can speak Spanish. So they were like, all right. When Ibaka and Gasol, when you guys are calling defenses out and you're switching, don't speak in Spanish. Ibaka spoke French the whole time to Siakam. Like, it was pretty detailed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would speak French to Siakam. He would speak Spanish to Gasol. Like, they would all, like, have different, like, sort of different, like, signs and stuff to do, like, different pickups and the switches. And Ben Simmons said it wore him out. Greek Freak said it was relentless. The Golden State Warriors said it was the best defense they've ever faced. And you're telling me that John Beilein now, like his little zone type stuff, and he's got these college kids, like NBA players are used to dealing with, oh shit, Kyle Lowry's doing a double switch. I got Kawhi Leonard on my weak side. Oh no, here comes Gasol. NBA players are like computers. They're used to dealing with this. Cam, they're going to come up the court and they're going to be like, holy shit. They're playing a zone that I saw in high school. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Exactly. They're just going to stop and hit the shot and laugh, or they're just going to go right through it and just lob it in. It won't work. Like, obviously, you know, we're being a little bit exaggerative here. That
yeah, we are. We are.
Beilein's not going to tweak some things, but it's not going to work. Like, Cam, I love Beilein. It was a dumb move for him to do this. I don't know. I guess you're getting paid. You want to get a kick out of it. But like you said, the Cleveland Cavaliers, by the time that the players that they have on their team are good, he'll be 70 years old, and those players will be free agents and leave Cleveland like everybody else does.
Yeah, well, there's a reason why he's a college coach. It's a system, and the whole example of what you said is the difference in talent levels. When you can play those type of zones, even when he tries to trick up the zones, you know as well as me, Gabe, watching college basketball, there's always a guy on the floor that can't shoot, can't do anything as well, so it makes things a lot easier to play that system. In the NBA, it's the best of the best. That's why they don't play them very often. They'll do it once in a blue moon if they really, really need to trick things up, but it rarely happens, and it's just not the right man for the job. I'll give you credit. You know, I agree with Garland, with what you said about Garland, too. He's going to be a damn good NBA player. I just don't think it's the right coach, the right fit, the right situation for anything. Phoenix would have been a lot better. You can start from scratch there. Beilein needed veteran players with young guys and just, like, very simple things. He doesn't have time for guys to – you know, pan out 2 to 3 years down the line. He needed something instant gratification. I hate to say it, the Cavaliers are going to be one of the worst teams in the league. They're going to be god-awful
next
year.
You know, you have 2 first-round picks, and you come out with Garland and Whittler. It's like,
it's very, very wrong.
You know what I mean? And it's not against these players, but
no, it's
you're
just
dropping them on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And not to mention, like I said, they already have Colin Sexton, okay? And to be truthful, Cam, Colin Sexton's IQ, basketball IQ, I should say. I'm not talking about him personally, but the kid, we're not talking about Draymond Green or Kawhi Leonard in sophistication of basketball IQ with this kid. Like, I don't know if you remember. I can find a quote for you. In fact, the exact quotes. Remember the Cleveland Cavalier players last year? They said this kid doesn't know how to play basketball. Like, he doesn't know what a pick and roll is. Like, he's explosive. He's athletic. I'll find a quote.
Yeah.
Like the players were like, he does not understand the game. And now you're going to play for Beilein? Yeah, it's going to work out well.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
how the education did not a little bit of a role. And, you know, we say, oh, man, they drag things out and it's too long in between games and stuff. But there's a method to their madness. You know, the NBA finals started June 1st. They end, they would have ended on the 16th, I guess, or 17th. It would have went to the 16th if it would have went to seven games. Boom, they roll into the draft. And now they have the Summer League, and the NBA announces that the Summer League will open up on July 5th. So, well, we already knew that, we actually have the New York Knicks taking on the New Orleans Pelicans.
It's brilliant.
RJ Barrett versus Zion Williamson on a Friday night in Vegas to kickstart the Summer League.
Think about this, too. It's a July 4th weekend. Think about the people with money. You roll into Vegas, you go hit the felt, you go watch your team play, you're a New Yorker, go watch the Knicks game. You said it.
It'll cost
totally a method to their madness, right?
It'll cost, Cam. My guess is it's going to cost $300 to get into that.
People will pay it.
Yeah. It'll be about $300 a ticket on the street. I remember people on Summer League. I remember a couple of years ago when Lonzo Ball was a rookie, he was the first one that really, like, wow. It was like tickets were going for like $200. And you know, Cam, I remember, man, when I lived there, man, me and Jorge Gonzalez, and it was $12.
Jorge. That's right.
Me and Jorge did our shows from there. Yeah, I mean, I remember. Like,
hey, Jorge, yeah, we'll do it live from the Summer League. Amazing.
Yeah.
Tell the story when he was on the People's Court or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. He was on Judge Joe Brown.
Yeah, Judge Joe Brown. That's so awesome. That's great. Like, he's on Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, yeah. I can't even. I can't watch.
I'm sorry.
I've never laughed as hard as I've ever done in my life. Like, the first time I saw. Like, I was actually crying. Like,
oh, that's so good.
And the best part is, he was 1,000,000% guilty, Cam. Like, I lived there during the story. If it was a real case, I would have been a witness type of thing.
Oh, yeah, you would have got an affidavit, like, you have to talk on the
and
prosecution
I would have been, like,
part.
Oh, I would have been, like, looking at Jorge, like, yeah, sorry, Jorge, but, you know,
all right, but
not true what you said. Like, yeah, like,
it's just, yes.
Like, that show, like, I swear to God, Cam, if I was the people that sued Jorge, I would have literally, like, jumped over the desk and punched Joe Brown in the face. Like, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, I would have gotten, like, charged. Like, it would have been way worse. It would have went from just this little civil thing to, like, you're under arrest, dude. Like, you assaulted Joe.
You would have assaulted
Joe
him. Yeah. Yes.
Or at the very least, I would have been like, are you even a real judge? Like, are you an effing idiot? Like who's going to believe Jorge, too? Like, dude, it was just too. And Jorge, just like George Zimmerman, you know, like, Zimmerman walks around, like, you know, like, with tracksuits and a gun and stuff, making mean faces. But remember when he was in court, he put his hair all, like, slick back,
and he got all
fatter. Like, the lawyers told him, get fatter and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I'm just a helpless, you know, guy here, like, you know. And, he, you know, he had his sweaters, like, his Leave It to Beaver sweaters. Like, if I was in a jury, I'd be like, dude, I see through you, bro. I know you don't dress like this. Right.
I don't understand why they tell people to do that too. It's like
they always do that.
You see, like, sluts out there, and all of a sudden, next thing you know,
Casey Anthony, has the button-up librarian.
Know, exactly.
It's like, dude, we all see your Instagram where you're skanking out, right? Like, you know,
she's got skirts way up there at the nightclub. Yeah, more shots. I know. It's like,
so
okay.
Jorge actually did it. Like, Jorge got a haircut. Oh, he got a haircut, and he wore, like, the stupidest sweater ever, bro. And he had his hands, like, folded, and everything was, your honor, and no, your honor, and yes, sir, and no, sir. He was totally, like, he put on the act, like, 1,000,000%. And basically, long story short, so we were doing a show there in Vegas with our buddy of ours, and I was doing a radio show with him on Fox. And but he had like a lot of hustles going on. So he had a lot of things. So he had this thing where he got, and I swear to God, like Jorge is a, he's a, you know, the guy's from Vegas and he's a lifer. So this guy could like sell crap to the Bloods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I used to so, like, the most thing. Yeah. He's a good salesman.
Yeah. Like he's just a good hustle. So he gets a deal. He's like, oh yeah, I got a deal, man. He goes, I'm going to provide high school football highlights for like the local news stations. So like ABC, CBS, like all the local ones, like they're going to pick up his like B-roll material, right? For the games. Yep. But he's actually got to film the games, Cam. Like, so he, you know, he does a great job too. Like he does a great job. Like he got like, you know, Finley Toyota and Finley this and like,
yeah, like blessing sponsors. Like, yeah, big win.
Yeah, yeah. No, he got all, he knows them all, right? So like he got all the locals and this and that. But being the smart guy that he is, and listen, he didn't do anything that they don't do in our business that any station we've been at, Cam.
Yeah.
He basically then got high school journalistic, like, wannabes. Kids that were in high school that were going to go to, like, want to get into journalism school after.
Yep.
As an internship.
Oh, brilliant. It's actually a brilliant idea by Jorge. It's
he had a bunch of kids outside the high schools filming the games for him.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah, that's great. It's a great idea. And you said it, Gabe. Guys in our business do that before, but they just lie about the internships. Like,
yes.
I did mine. I did mine at 680 News.
To get experience. He didn't even lie. He's like, give me a chance to get experience.
These guys all lie.
Not getting paid.
They all lie. They're saying, come on. Okay, finish the story.
The thing is, there was one kid that, like, did extra. Yeah. Like, he sort of became our guy. Like, he was sort of like Yang. Like, we were doing the show out of the Luxor every day.
Nice.
The kid was showing up and, like, setting up, and you know what I mean? And whatever. I don't believe that he fully got compensated. So the father showed up. I remember the father showing up at the Luxor yelling at Jorge and, like, freaking out and, like, all this stuff, right? You use my kid and, like, all, you know what I mean? All this stuff. I'm just sitting there like, this is kind of...
Oh, God, this is great.
Yes. So... lo and behold, dude, a year later, they end up on Judge Joe Brown.
Amazing.
And the lawsuit was that Jorge stiffed the kid for $800. And Jorge, like, told the kid that the work wasn't good enough to get paid for. Said it wasn't up to speed. So you can tell right away, Judge Joe Brown took Jorge's side right away. He was like, you'll talk when you're spoken to. And he said, like, to the guy's father, you could see the guy's father, Cam, just, like, looking
just
at him.
Just ready to snap.
And he goes, Mr. Gonzalez is not who he's representing himself to be, Mr. Brown. And Horace was like, I don't even make money off this. I just do it for the kids because, you know, I want kids to get an opportunity. And then Judge Joe Brown starts yelling at the teenage kid. What gives you the business that you think that your work is worth money? It was one of the funniest freaking things ever, man. They're going down and everything that like the father said, I was like, he's right. Yeah, yeah. That's true. That happened. I'm like, go down the list. He's like a check bounce. He's going off. And I'm like, yeah. Like,
he's your witness to this. You were with
like,
him.
Yeah. But like, Joe Brown's like, I don't care. He's just like, the guy, like, when they ask him, Jorge's like, I'm glad I can help the kids and justice was served. I was like, you're so full of shit. And, like, the father was pissed. He's like, you know, this is a travesty. He's going off after. So it's one of the funny, it's like, if you know the guy, it's just too funny. Like, when you see a buddy of yours on Judge Joe Brown lying through there, you know what I mean, it's just, so you can't make this up. I thought that was bad, Ken. And then our boy, Old Man in Boston, goes, sit down because you're not gonna believe this. Do you remember my attorney in Buffalo, Carl Miles?
Carl Miles, yeah. I remember Carl Miles. Carl Miles. Michigan State yeah, sport.
Yeah, Canisius Michigan State law degree. So
yeah, that's pretty weird.
Carl Miles was on Judge Judy the other day, Cam, like last year or something.
Amazing.
Judge Judy. Not representing someone like, oh, you know, like, oh, you, what, you're Someone said, Morenci, your lawyer is on Judge Judy right now. I have the tape of Judge Judy with Carl Mild. He wasn't representing someone, Cam. He was sued, and he was on Judge Judy. He was sued by a chicken buffalo who alleged that Carl Miles was drunk and used cocaine during while representing her.
It's, it could happen.
That's crazy. Carl Miles seemed buzzed on Judge Judy.
Wow.
Like he was like, I don't know, Your Honor, I have an impeccable reputation. An old man's like, Renzi, isn't this your lawyer?
Amazing.
I'm like, holy shit, it is.
It's too good.
You know, out of all the lawyers in the book, I pick a lawyer that is on Judge Judy being accused of using cocaine during a case.
He showed up for you, though, sober. Come on.
Won the case, Judge Judy. He won on Judge Judy, too. He's undefeated. Yeah, no, and word of no lie. I am not, like, there's no exaggeration whatsoever. Like, the judge said, like, each person, all right, and, like, I'll tell you on the other side. Like, in Buffalo, man, that court's a real piece of work, man. But the judge knows everyone by name. He's like, Linda, I told you, you need to stop taking pills and driving. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry, Jerry. Like, they knew everyone by first name basis, man. It was a thing.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Guys, get in the game at DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of the show can get a free risk-free bet up to $500. Life is more fun when you got a little skin in the game, so test your skills at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Go to sportsgrid.com/DK and claim a risk-free bet up to $500. That's a $500 risk-free bet at DraftKings Sportsbook. When you go to sportsgrid.com/DK, claim your risk-free bet today.
Another quality bonus right there. All right, no Merrill. Merrill's off for the summer. Babano will join us.
Merrill, you gotta love Merrill, right? What's he up to, Morenci? Remember, long time
I told you.
Like,
I told you.
I know what. I'm starting to think the same thing. Merrill's one of these guys. Like, I don't know what he's got going on, because he's got something going on. You think Jorge has hands in the pies? I think Steve Merrill's got some hands in pies. Got a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, no, I told you. Steve Merrill's got some sort of a secret, like. I think he runs a daycare center. Like, that's my random.
A daycare center.
Yeah, I've always.
Got a hit.
I've always wondered. Like you say, yeah. So yeah, Merrill's off for the summer. So is Teddy actually. Teddy's off starting next Saturday or next. The next Saturday, but like. He has one more hit with us next Thursday, but he shuts it down like next week.
Interesting. So Mark Lawrence, he's the one guy who goes through the summer, all business.
Mark Lawrence plows through. Mark Lawrence don't play around. Play, don't play. Babano will join us. Just quickly about
the lawyer.
So Carl Miles in Buffalo. Everything that when I went there to Buffalo, everything Buffalo happened when I went to court, Cam, twice. I had to go twice. Like, that's why it got really annoying. You know what I mean? Because I had to pay Miles twice and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
know.
You know, it turned into like, you know, like another 300 and another 400. It was like, nuts. Like, really?
It's a nightmare. I know. It's a gouge
like,
job.
Twice? Brutal. Are you serious? I got to go back? So the first time. So basically, guys, I took a leak at a Buffalo Bill game. All right. It was halftime. I was drunk, and there was the Bill Stadium's a dump. and there's like one bathroom, let's, you know, per concourse type thing. And it's not even a bathroom. It's like you piss against the wall. It's a trough and stuff. Like, I hate
that
stuff.
The old steel trough. It's like, basically, it's like you're going to a dairy farm and cows are sitting there in the trough. Yeah,
it's nasty, right? So, whatever. The line was, it was a massive line and stuff, but there was sort of like the parking lot and there's a fence and, you know, there's no one around, basically. They had like a trap set up. Like, they literally got, like, 200 of us. Like, throughout the day, they knew. It was, like, la-di-da. Like, there was, like, a bathroom, and you sort of looked around, and there was, like, a little hill. Like, it was just, like, the perfect storm of people are going to walk over there, piss there, and we're going to bust them. So I got caught in a urination ring.
True.
So I thought I was getting kicked out, basically. Like, they came up to me, they grabbed me, and I was like, well... And it was right, like, in the parking lot. Like, you're right, there's a fence. But I'm in the stadium, on the stadium side of the fence. But, like, it's hard to describe. Like, it's not much of a stadium there, guys. It's kind of like a, you know, it's a parking lot with a fence and some seats and some concrete. So I thought I was just getting kicked out. But, no, long story short, I got handcuffed, I got detained, and the whole nine yards. So I actually had to go back to court. And I got charged with exposure. Not indecent exposure, but exposure. Fortunately, it wasn't indecent exposure. So I had to go back to court. And the first time I go back to Buffalo, there's a freaking fire camp.
Yes.
Total like Buffalo, isn't it? Like
Tonawanda.
Yep. They shut it down. I was there. I made it there somehow. But, you know, they came on over the speaker. Oh, we're sorry. There's a fire. Like you said, Tonawanda and roads and like, oh, there's problems. And there's another fire. Like, there was like too many fires in Buffalo at the same time. And the lawyers and the judges couldn't get there on time, Cam. So they had to reschedule it. I'm like, are you effing shitting me, man? So I have to go back like a month later again. I got to go back again, and that's it. So I'm there, and I'm waiting. And like I said, Cam, you got to, bro, like, you could do a reality TV show at this place, right? It was like, so it's kind of like a small courtroom and courthouse and stuff. And they have, like, two rooms, but there's basically, like, one main sort of room. And like, it's express, Cam. You get, like, they keep it rolling.
Oh, yeah. Right? I've been to court before. Small stuff. Ding, 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 ding. They just want you out. Big docket. I get it.
Everyone's sitting there, and one by one, you get up. And you go, like, right? It's like, everyone's sitting there. And every single person, Cam, the judge knew. You know what I mean? Like, every one of them. Like I said, he's like, Linda. This is the third time you've been arrested for taking pills and driving. He's like, and like he was like the nice, it was like a grandpa like bitching at like you and his grandkids, you know what I mean? He's like, you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm taking your car from you. And like, you know, it was like, so like he didn't put anyone in jail. And I saw like everything was like, don't do this again. You're fined and stuff. But he knew everybody. So when he got to me, he actually said, he goes, somebody I don't know. Like, he actually said that. He goes, I don't know you. He goes, you've never been here before, right? And I said, no, sir, I've never been here. And so he reads out, like, you know, it's right out of, like, a TV show. He basically, like, what do we have here? And he looks, and then he just, like, sort of shakes his head. He's, like, urinating in public at a Buffalo Bill game. And he's like, what do you, your counsel have to say for yourselves? Carl Miles, Cam, looks at him. I think the guy's name was Sullivan. He's like, Judge Sullivan, come on. That's all he said.
I love that.
Come on. Come on. Like, he said, come on. That's all he said. No, there was no nothing. He goes,
yeah, league.
He said, come on. He said, come on. Like, the judge looks at me. And I was in and out so fast, Cam. He just looked at me. He said, do you think you can refrain from urinating in our county for the next 6 months? I said, yes, sir. He's like, charge dismissed.
Yeah, exactly.
The best part is, and I got my money back. They gave me my $100 money back on the way out to the bail.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, the top positive.
I thought they kept that. That's the
I got it back as I showed up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was surprised.
Bitching. It's funny. They're bitching for money about their thing. You think that, like, you know, they'd keep that and go, ah, it's like a service fee type of thing.
No, I know.
Wow.
You figure
it's kind of weird.
Say, screw you. You're keeping the money. But no, I got, yeah. On the way out, they were like, oh, and he said, and see, whatever. I was like, why? And lo and behold, well, you got to sign something too. But yeah, when I signed on the way out, boom, they gave me $100 bill back.
People don't know if you've never been to court before for small stuff, Morenci. I'm going to give people a public service message. Be your own lawyer for small stuff. The amount of money you pay in fees for nothing, like for exactly your thing. You could have walked in there and said, hey, man, you know, I made a mistake at a Bills game, and he dismisses it. The problem is when you're in these things, they make you get lawyers and stuff like that, and that keeps the skids greased. Trust me, I know.
Well, they fancied it up.
Time. I could have done it myself.
If I just would have been charged with pissing at a Bills game, I would have been like, yeah, whatever. What's the fine?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I got hit with exposure.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's why I was concerned, right? I was like, I can't have exposure. No, you can't.
That's a big difference. I mean, urination and exposure, two different things.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I think we could just say I pissed at a Bills game, like, as opposed to this exposure.
That would have been nice, yeah.
Bills won, though, for the record. Bills won that.
Yeah. I was there.
I did see the second half, too, from the cell.
I was the one who got you. I remember, I remember the other time, too, we ran into those chicks that we knew, and then we went to, like, TGIF Fridays because the Colts-Bears game was the late game, and White Abdul was there, too. Yeah,
I
remember. We rushed to get that bet in. That was a good idea. What a train wreck that day was. And the worst thing about it, people, I go to get Gabe out of jail, and they're all having fun. Yay, the Bills games. But there's no TV in the reception area. So all the people that are waiting to get, you know, the girlfriend to get their husband out or whatever, we're all sitting there like stooges, and the game's on in the waiting area. What a joke. You might as well go to prison. At least you get to watch the game.
Yeah, it sucked, though. It sucked because it was rainy. It was rainy. And, man, it was all cold and damp and stuff like in there. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Like I said, I'm not a fan of Orchard Park, New York.
Yeah, no.
Like, anytime they talk about moving, I say yes. You know, Cam, I don't know what they're doing here. Like,
well, they should have a downtown stadium.
That's the thing.
Bottom line
is, has a lot of money, right? And
that's the thing.
The NFL has told them, like, again, like, recently.
I agree.
Like, Goodell is from Buffalo, so they're not going to take them, but they're getting tired of it. And
I know.
Buffalo said, hey, guys, you have the worst stadium in the league by far. We really do, Ken. Besides maybe Jacksonville. That's, like, the old stadium. Like, and their stadium's nicer. Like, Ralph Wilson Stadium, guys, is a freaking dump. And Pegula said, oh, no, we renovated it. It's like Camera 2 Drew said. He goes, they painted the concourse wall black. Like, they basically, like, they're like, look, the concrete's falling apart. Let's paint it black so you can't tell. Like, that was their renovation. They painted everything black, and they put a couple of Bills, big plastic, like, nice, fancy Bill logos on the wall. And they're like, new stadium. It's like, it's not a new stadium. It's just, you know, it's a layer of paint. So Goodell knows this. So now, Cam, Pagula is doing a study whether he should renovate the stadium that they're at or build a downtown Buffalo stadium. I mean, come on, man.
Come on. You don't need a study. Here's the thing. And I know because I go to Buffalo a lot. I used to go a lot when the dollar was good. But, you know, me and Lisa used to go to Niagara Falls, New York, stay at the cheap little Holiday Inn Express and gamble there because the drinks were free. We saved more money even with the Canadian dollar because of booze at Niagara Falls Casino. It's $8, $10 a drink, $15 for a double. What am I, rich? Like, I was dropping $300-$400 in the casino. That's not happening. We go to Buffalo, same thing, Gabe. Been to a million Bills games, million Sabres games. There's a perfect piece of land down there. People don't know how nice downtown Buffalo is. It is the fact that you're in Orchard Park is ridiculous. They need to have a stadium downtown. The Sabres play downtown. Figure it out, and it'll be amazing. It's like a one-stop shop. They should not be in Orchard Park. I'm with you 100%. Like, this needs to be fixed very, very soon. You're right, because after a while, the commission's going to say, screw off, guys. Like, you got to do better, because the stadium there is an absolute train wreck. The stadium's
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's in the middle of nowhere.
Good luck to get there. Yeah.
The thing is, It's not Buffalo. Like, the stadium's not even Buffalo. So people can say, oh, you can't move the team because of tradition. This, no. Like, there's no – Orchard Park is a rich community to begin with, Cam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a rich community. They use the Bills. They gouge. They set up traps to rip off Bill fans and make money. Like, Carl Miles told me the hustle, basically. You know, like, they make, like, $200,000 a week, Cam, in tickets at Bills games. $200,000, that county. That's why they don't want to give it up. They're making, like, $800,000 a month
sure.
busting people at Bills games, bro.
Cash grab. Oh, yeah. It's lucrative. Very
like, I got my bail back. I didn't get the fine back. I still got fine, Cam. Like, Orchard Park still kept my money. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get that money back. I just got my money back to get out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how much was the fine? Like,
it was $400.
$400, yeah. They don't screw around. Yeah, that's not a, that should be like $100, $150. $400's a lot for taking a piss. They really gouge you.
Cops in Canada will just tell you, hey, asshole, what are you doing? And they keep driving.
Like, exactly.
I've never seen anyone get arrested for taking a leak on the street of my life, man. You? Never.
No, never. Never. Never.
Totalitarian state up there in Orchard Park.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Level 2. Around the corners, the Rage United and Cam Stewart will get us caught up to date.
Yep.
We pick up the pieces following the NBA draft. We talked about Zion Williamson is going to be playing R.J. Barrett on July 5th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Zion Williamson goes first overall. Ja Morant goes second overall. Yet, I don't know. I know it was the Zion show last night, but it felt to me, Cam, and I know Yang's stoked about this.
Yep.
It felt to me like it was like R.J. Barrett, I think, or something last night.
That's right, baby. That's right. R.J. Barrett sorta, is a Nick, baby.
It was like, yeah, Zion Williamson, you're number one and everything. But R.J. Barrett is about to I think R.J. Barrett is a very, very live shot to win Rookie of the Year at plus 450.
I agree 100%.
Zion
I told
Williamson
you, I love-
is minus 450.
That's not, and that's a bad bet.
Like, that's ESPN's going to be, you know, they're going to track him. They're going to monitor him and everything. But he's on the Pelicans, and it just doesn't have that zing. And I hate to say it, guys, different sports, it's true. Like, there's different biases and stuff. And you know this, Cam, the NBA's an East Coast league, bro. Like, the media, sure, yeah, you got LeBron, they're blowing everything, but it's an East Coast league, all right? Like, the media's East Coast. The headquarters down the street here, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like SEC is in Southern country. Like, there's, you know, college football, yes. So where I'm going with this is Zion's going to be out there in football country. He won't even be on the front page of their paper. The Saints will be. R.J. Barrett's going to be all over New York, Cam, on TV, media, scoring points.
He's also going to score a lot. Yeah, he's going to do a lot.
You score 18 points a game as a rookie with the New York Knicks, you're going to win Rookie of the Year. R.J. Barrett, the Maple Mamba.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Maple Mamba, got it, gang. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy news update. Love the Maple Mamba. MF, live action, fellas, as Yang would say, games in progress. The Mets coming back.
They now have a 5-4 lead on the Cubs, bottom seven. Cubs, nobody on, two outs in that game. We have some news, too, from Major League Baseball. Texas Rangers infielder Asdrubal Cabrera suspended 4 games. Remember, he went bonkers last night, throwing equipment on the field after being ejected. He will appeal. We have a busy sched. Let's take a look at the betting board tonight. 4 games at 7:05. Houston and the Yankees. Yankees minus -165, 9.5. Peacock and Paxton. Pinstripes getting healthier too. Aaron Judge returning to the lineup after a 2-month absence. He will bat leadoff for the Yankees tonight. Atlanta at Washington. Nats laying 45 cents, 9. Dallas Keuchel making his MLB debut this year for the Atlanta Braves versus Steven Strasburg. Should be a great one there. And Josh Donaldson still with the Braves. He won his appeal. He won't serve any time for a pardon, a brawl versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. No suspension. Rest of the board, 7:05. Miami and Philly. Phils minus 268.5. Alcantara and Nola, 7:05 action. San Diego and Pittsburgh. Yar, the Pirates laying 15 cents. Lauer versus Musgrove, 9 is your total. We got a pair at 7:10. Detroit at Cleveland Indians, minus 195, 7.5. Boyd and Bauer. Toronto at Boston. Red Sox biggest favorite, minus 345. Thornton versus Sale, 8.5. White Sox and Rangers. Rangers minus 145, 11.5. Lopez and Heredo. 8:10 action. Cincy and the Brew Crew. Brew Crew minus 25 cents, 8.5. Gray versus Anderson, a pair at 8:15. Minnesota laying 60 cents at KC. Paris versus Junas, 10.5. Angels, 15 cent favorites at St. Louis. Canning versus Waka, total 9. 9:40, we got the D-backs and Giants. D-backs minus 135. Zermarja versus Clark, 10 is your total. 10:07 action. Tampa Bay laying 15 cents at Oakland, 9. Kittredge and Anderson. And at 2 at 10:10, Colorado and the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 207. Marquez and Bueller. Baltimore at Seattle. Mariners minus 149 is your total. Joe Martin versus Leaky Roof. 9 there. We got College Baseball World Series action right now, Gabe. And good news for you. The Michigan Wolverines laying it on thick. They're now up 8-3 on Texas Tech in the bottom of the sixth. Big runs and comeback by Michigan in this one. Despite reports saying the New Orleans Saints are willing to pay receiver Michael Thomas, make him the highest paid receiver, two sides still apart. Thomas's camp asking for $22 million in average salary. That would make him the highest paid. But right now, Odell Beckham Jr. of the Browns makes $18 million a year. He's the highest paid. So these sides, $4 million apart. Thomas, a fantastic season. Over 1,400 yards, 125 catches, 9 touchdowns. 7 months after suffering a gruesome leg injury, Alex Smith opened up for the first time today. Skins quarterback will shed the external fixator on his right leg in 4 to 6 weeks. Then he can begin some light jogging action. The 35-year-old will not be playing football this year. He hopes to be back in the league maybe next year. After this, we got some interesting news, too. Jets running back Le'Veon Bell has a problem keeping track of his jewelry. He couldn't describe the thieves who stole his jewelry. The reason, he says, the two chicks who stole the jewelry were naked. He doesn't know anything else other than the fact they were naked. No identifications possible. The women accused of stealing close to $500,000 worth of jewelry from Bell's Florida home. In the NBA, Miami exercising their option on Hassan Whiteside for the next contract. The 2019-20 season, Whiteside will be under contract after signing a 4-year, $98 million deal with the Heat back in 2016. Whiteside, now 30 years old, very solid, over 12 points a game and over 11 boards in 72 games this season with the Heat. NHL draft tonight from Vancouver, BC. Things get going 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. The Devils on the clock with the number one pick. Rangers 2, Chicago 3. The Toronto Maple Leafs free agent Mitch Marner not interested in signing for a max-term deal. This according to Darren Dreger of TSN. Marner will become eligible to receive offer sheets from other teams once free agency opens up on July 1st. He had a great year last season with the Leafs, 94 points in 82 games. There's been mutual interest between Nashville and free agent Corey Perry. This according to The Athletic's Pierre LeBrun. The Blackhawks also showing interest in the 34-year-old sniper. He had 36 goals the last 2 years in Anaheim. The Preds have scored the third fewest goals among playoff teams this past year. They desperately need some scoring. Perry bought out by the Ducks Wednesday after 14 years in Anaheim. CFL football, Mike Riley returns as a BC Lion to Edmonton tonight. Should be a good one. Friday night football, Edmonton right now, 3-point favorites. Over under 55, game time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, round 2 of the PGA's Travelers. Zach Zucker, the current leader at minus 11. Andrew Putnam, 1 back. Jason Day and Paul Casey, 4 off the pace. Lots of guys playing well and going low. I'm Cam Stewart, everybody. Stick around. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. We're going to talk to Bobano, break down some CFL, the MLB card, and anything else in the sporting menu. Hour 2, Red Heat and Rage, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
right, let's roll. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gabriel Morenci, is Cam Stewart. And I see right now the Las Vegas Review-Journal talking a little horse racing. And, Cam, do you know this track? I don't know this one. Arizona Downs.
No, it must be a B track. Like, it's funny, I play, you know, like right now I'm watching the horse racing channel. They got Churchill Downs up, Belmont, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita. Those are all A tracks, so I don't know that track. Probably a B track. What's up?
Yeah. So, Arizona Downs suspends live racing amid simulcast dispute. I never really thought about this before, but basically Arizona Downs is the closest, racetrack to Las Vegas. They're saying closest track to Vegas has an issue here. And I was just thinking about it, Cam. I guess the casinos don't want a racetrack in Vegas, but would it make sense, like horse racing, to have a track in Vegas?
Yes, it would. And the thing is, it's one of the things, like we talk about the A's game being blacked out, the Dodgers game being blacked out. The beautiful thing is all the racetracks are going there, right? Like I watch when I'm down in Vegas, I go to the
Port. Yeah, Vegas is a big race town. There's a lot of race fans there.
Yes, and a lot of retirees who play horses all day. Let me tell you this, as you know, Gabe, living in there, they treat the horse players at the South Point and local casinos better than the sports gamblers are basically like the guys who are going to rob you. The horse players get treated. Hey, sir, would you like a coffee? Would you like a beer? Like they get treated like guests want to be treated way better than the sports gamblers. So, yeah, it'd make a lot of sense. I don't understand why they don't have one. Hell, they got enough
land. This is a new track, Kev. It's a new track. So this just opened. It just opened in May, actually. That's why we didn't know about it. All right. Here it is. This is in Vegas. What kind of fool drives 8 hours in a day to see horses run in circles? You're reading the words of such a man. I couldn't attend the opening day Friday at Arizona Downs, but I sure wasn't going to miss day two. So I hit the road early Saturday, shot down to US 93, east on Interstate 40, then south on Arizona State Route 89 to arrive at Prescott Valley's track shortly before. Great story behind the resurrection of the former Yavapai Downs, which closed in 2010. All right, so I guess they had the track. The track was already there, and they just reopened it. But now there's a simulcast. All right. Yeah, so you know what, Cam? It's the casinos. They don't want to lose all those old guys that are there every day.
Exactly.
So they would block it, but they should have it, though. Yeah, you know, like the casino should, like, open the track and own it together.
Know what casino would do it? The home of racing in Vegas, Treasure Island. When we were down there, we met the guy. He's a big Texas. He's kind of like, yeehaw, bigger than life, like oil guy. I remember I met him when I was doing some stuff with Blessing. He was talking to Derek Stevens from the D and all these other guys. I don't know. Like, it was just – but apparently, Gabe, Treasure Island's where they have all those big horse tournaments where they bring in people from the world and they play, you know, contests, like kind of like DFS contests for horse racing where guys are walking away with millions of dollars. That's hardcore at Treasure Island.
Game Time Decisions.
They should sponsor it. Good point. I agree with that. Why not put your name on it?
Red Heat and Rage Radio. The Maple Mamba.
The Maple Mamba.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Maple Mamba, RJ Barrett.
Maple Mamba, baby. Maple Mamba, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, I've been telling Frank and everybody here from the jump that, you know, had the Knicks, even with the number one pick, I would have still took RJ Barrett. I think he was more NBA ready. I think he has a better mid-range jumper. He has more to develop. That high-flying act that Zion
bigger
was
upside.
On. Yeah.
Bigger upside.
Yeah, bigger upside. And the way I look at it, too, you know, if we lose out on any of these top free agents, we still got a young core of young players that we can, like, really build and work on, man. And I think
– Yeah, I brought this up this morning, though. We took calls this morning, and Knicks fans are like, you know, we missed out on all the free agents. Free agency hasn't started yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, like because Woj hasn't reported. Like, no, like I said this morning, Kevin, am I missing something? Did I miss free agency? Did everyone sign?
I mean, whether the Knicks get one or not, I'm happy with the pick, man. I think like
there's a lot of players out there still.
There
yet.
Is. There
get
is.
Out. Don't
Absolutely.
Worry. It's all good.
Yeah.
Let's remember something.
Actually drafted a good player.
These guys in the you said it, Gabe. These guys at ESPN put up these reports. Well, you know what? A lot of the time, these reports are basically throwing 10 things at it. Maybe one thing sticks. And until July 6th, there's going to be a lot of available players. So everyone needs to chill out, settle down. I'm with you. And, Gabe, the question is, what's New Orleans going to do? Because they have so many damn guys. They can't keep everybody. They're going to be wheeling and dealing. Trust me, Yang, after July 6th, it's going to be a party. We're going to have new, like, that's the thing. It's going to be the dog days of summer, Gabe. But NBA news is just going to be front and foremost, right? As you said, then summer league. Right there. It all coincides with each other.
But that would be great. I mean, we already got a maple mamba. It would be nice to get a maple syrup, baby.
Delicious.
Well, they sell maple syrup in New York. Canada.
Yeah, you don't. The real stuff's really expensive, too. Me and Gabe talk about that. There's a difference between table syrup and maple syrup. Maple syrup costs a lot of money. $15, the good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, R.J. Barrett, perfect fit for the New York Knicks.
Agreed.
You know, free agency hasn't begun yet. It'll be interesting to see if the New York Knicks are still in on Kevin Durant. If I was the Knicks, I would be still on Kevin Durant. Me personally, a player, there's a couple of players that people aren't talking about enough, in my opinion. And, you know, this guy, he's a DFS kingpin. I love the guy. And, you know, it's amazing to me. He was like the only Laker that was good. And of course they got rid of him because they're the Lakers and that's what they do is Julius Randle.
I like Randle too.
Julius Randle guys. Like what was Julius Randle's stats this year? Like what? 22-12 type of deal. Like elite numbers. Like it's amazing to me, you know, the Lakers trade him and you know, oh, he must not be good if, you know, LeBron didn't want him. LeBron's an idiot. All right. LeBron's a good player. LeBron's a great player. LeBron's a horrible general manager. LeBron, like, is not...
Julius Randle, 21.4 points a game, close to 9 boards and 3.1 assists. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, so and look at this. Look at what Julius Randle. Look at the progression. As a rookie, well, he didn't play, you know, the one game. I'm talking what he played. So first year he plays 81 games, 11.3 points per game. 11 points a game. 10 rebounds a game. So as first year he plays in the NBA, he averages a double-double, Kim. Next year, same thing. He improves to 13.2 points per game, and he loses a rebound or two. Then he jumps up to 16 points a game, and now he's just elevated his game, as you stated, to 21 here. So 21 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, and 3 assists. 21-8 and 3. And he's still developing. He's still a young player. You know, we're talking about a guy that's only played basketball for 3 years in the NBA. This guy puts up, like, monster freaking numbers, man, and people just don't talk about him. He was buried in New Orleans. People, like, in L.A., it was a circus. Do we have Babano, actually, Yang? Oh, God.
Oh, okay. We never know what he's – Babano's like a serial killer
right
now.
Right.
He's
got a batter's box. Maybe I mentioned he's in batter's box.
I didn't hear any batter's box.
You didn't say batter's box.
No, you did it. Yeah.
No, I'm with you this time. But you're very good, Yang, but I didn't hear in the batter's box.
Doing a good job this week, Yang, but yeah, there's a problem.
You know what I heard? Maple Mamba. Back to live action, fellas.
Sean did this earlier in the week where he didn't tell me that there was a guest on hold. Like,
yeah.
What up, Babano? Yeah, what's up? Hey. We're having communication issues here this week, Babano, at our network. But what's up, Babano?
I'm here. I'm all good. Yes. By the way, Gabe, are you following Michigan in this College World Series? They're crushing Texas Tech right now, 12-3.
They're kicking ass, yep. They're kicking them 12-3, Morenci. Texas Tech scored early. I'll tell you something. Next to Vanderbilt, Michigan might be one of those play-on teams in this damn tournament here, Gabe. They're scoring runs at a nice pace.
Yeah, they really are rolling right now. They were plus 100 today. Against Texas Tech. And it's impressive, too. Because if Michigan wins today, they advance. If they lost, they play again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. It's always sort of complicated how they do these things. But Michigan handles their business and gets to move on. And the massive thing
is the same
Luke
format they use. It's the same format they use for the Little League World Series, double elimination type of deal.
Yeah. So, and Lou brought it up last week about this. It's very critical, guys, to get out as quick as you can in these games. Like I was reading, I talked about it this morning, actually, about Vanderbilt, that kid, Kumar Rocker, the pitcher.
Yeah, Rocker's
amazing. It's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah, he's a freshman. He's unbelievable. 19 strikeouts and no hitter. He followed that up the other day in a game we watched against Mississippi State. And I was reading about it, and, like, Vanderbilt, like, haven't played any extra games, guys, like, along the way getting here. So basically going into Omaha, the rotation is perfectly set.
Yeah,
because that's what happens at college. Like, because let's say it was Michigan and Texas Tech tomorrow, Babano. You're freaking desperate, bro. You don't win, you're out. So you don't care. It's like you don't care what, like, there are 3 days rest. And, like, it's all hands on deck because you got to get through. And it often happens, Cam. I've seen it, man, over the years in the College Baseball World Series. The team had no choice. They used their ace to get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then they don't have them, like, once they're there. That's the scary thing. Vanderbilt, I guess, like, their top three pitchers are locked and loaded, ready to go. Their bullpen is fresh. Vanderbilt, to me, and listen, I don't pretend to be a college baseball expert, but it looks to me, from what I've seen of this, Vanderbilt are clearly the team to beat, Ken.
Yeah, well, when you see these games, too, and Babano can attest to this, Vanderbilt is minus 240 tonight. And these teams that are there are good. That tells you we don't see minus 240s. We see minus 120, 130.
And they're smoking deep. Like, no hitter, 6-1. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, like they're handling their business.
We have Vanderbilt, some breaking news. Breaking news, too, Gabe, from baseball. Yeah. Very, very big news, actually, for the Oakland A's, if you have anything. Montas, the pitcher, their best pitcher, suspended 80 games, PEDs. So, Oakland A's, man, this guy was the key to their rotation. Frankie Montas, 80 games, performance-enhancing drugs, more to come. Just breaking story there. That's a lot of games.
Oh, and I've got...
He's been pitching well.
Yeah.
Well, leave it to Oakland to have the guy pitching well end up doping up because maybe being the cause. We'll have to see, though. Maybe it was accidental. I'm sure he might claim
Oh, yeah, sure. Accidental.
He's got good stuff, that guy, too.
Crazy. And another breaking news, actually. Although it's not factual, it's rumor. But Elliot Friedman just reported, and Cam, this could affect you.
What, the PK Subban?
Your take. Yeah. PK Subban,
VPS.
Rumored to be traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And if not, it's sort of, you know, the Mitch Marner situation going on with the Leafs, but. And Mitch Marner, they're going to handle that. Everything's going to work out.
I think so.
But I don't know about the Leafs, but I do believe this. I don't know. PK might rub people the wrong way. It is true, even though he's a nice guy in real life. But as a teammate, I think he does sort of rub people some wrong way. Nashville, to be honest, it hasn't worked. You know, they have to, like, shake things up a little bit. I get it. And I sort of believe the rumor that he's on the block because Friedman says the Leafs want him. But so do the Vancouver Canucks. So the Vancouver Canucks in the mix for PK Subban right now.
They have, and the thing is, and I'll get Babano's comment too, the Vancouver Canucks have tons of money when it comes to the salary cap compared to the Leafs, just under $8 million. What's going to happen with, the situation with Marner? But no, Vancouver might be a player now. They got a couple good young players. We'll get Babano's comments after we take the break, Gabe. But I don't think he's going to go there. We'll see. A lot of guys want Marner too. It's going to be interesting.
I can see PK Subban getting traded, though.
Yeah, maybe it could happen.
Maple Mamba continues. Gang's fired up today. Maple Mamba.
Sure is.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
More breaking news. It just keeps coming.
Oh, I know. I'm typing like a madman here. What do we got going
Hazel
on?
May.
Yes.
Hazel May has just tweeted 4 minutes ago. Yes. Source confirms Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will participate in this year's All-Star Home Run Derby.
Hey, perfect. Good stuff. He's actually really slumping right now, but he's a young player. He's a young player, man. He's going to get better. This is the growing pains. Hey, let's remember one thing. There's one thing to say. This is all you have to say, and we'll like put the gavel down. Case dismissed. Mike Trout once got sent down, too. He's the best damn player in baseball. Don't worry about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Baseball is very different than any other sport. You'll get it. He's working hard, too. He's showing up earlier, taking a lot more BP. He'll be fine. Everyone needs to settle down. As you say, Gabe, settle down.
Oh, listen, I've got no panic.
No, I'm talking about other people. People here, baseball, they don't know what the hell's going on. Oh, where is he hitting? He's a kid.
I want to say, though, that he shouldn't be in the Home Run Derby.
No, he hasn't done enough. I agree. But
he shouldn't be in it. He should, like you said. I mean, what's the kid's batting average? You know, you smack a couple of balls in batting practice. I love the kid, but, you know, you got to earn it. You know what I mean? And whatever. It's entertainment. I get it. So I don't want to be that crusty guy but even me, if I'm the Jays, I would tell them no. Now, listen, I'm not going to publicly, sorry, you're not doing this, because the Jays need any positive attention they can get. But if I was his father, even, I would have said, don't do this. Like, you haven't, do it next year. You know what I mean? Yeah, let's worry about hitting regular pitching in a game here, kid. Like, as opposed to crushing baseballs. You know, I don't want to be that old crusty guy, but I guess I'm that old crusty guy. I don't think he should be in the Derby. He hasn't really earned it. He hasn't earned it, number one. And number two, the kid's struggling. You know what I mean? Listen, if Vladimir Guerrero, if he was hitting .318 and he had, you know, 13 home runs already, would be like, yeah, put the kid in. He's struggling, man. You know what I mean? And now you're putting him in. There's enough guys that can entertain us that, like, have, like, earned to be in this thing. But hey, that's just me. They put young guys in it before, but not like this before. I would just wait if I was Guerrero. It's going to be there, kid. It's going to be there next year too, yeah, and a year after. Like I would have waited, but Bano, PK Subban deals. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Vladdy. I mean, I think it's a pomp and circumstance and the name recognition of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as Vlad Sr.'s son. I think that's part of the reason MLB would want him in a home run derby, the spectacle. They know the home run power he's got. But, you know, if you're looking at merit, people being in a home run derby based on merit and what they've done so far to this point in the MLB season, you know, it's hard to make a case for Vlad in the home run derby based on that. He is struggling, and there has been adjustment period. I think people got misled a little bit and assumed he's just crushing the minor league pitching, that he's just going to come up here immediately and destroy major league pitching. Doesn't work that way. There's an adjustment period. He's finding that out right now.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't need more glorified batting practice camp. Like, I don't like this. I don't like it. Like,
and I will say like this,
he's being rewarded. He's also being rewarded for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and listen, you're in the bigs, and you got, you know, you're in here because of the media and the pressure, and quite frankly, you weren't ready. We all see this. He wasn't ready. I'm critical of Shapiro, and I'm critical of Atkins. They were bang on about this in spring training when people were like, oh, about the team. And it wasn't just about the contract. They said, this kid isn't ready to play every day. He's not in shape. Like, you read between the lines. They said when he proves, like, a lot of things that he needs to prove. And he's not there yet. But at some point, and I don't have a problem with it, at some point, he's got to go through this growing pain. Like you said, Kev, everybody's going to get exposed. You know what I'm saying? Like, Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions in his rookie year. Everyone's going to get exposed, right? Like, you're going to have to go through it and get beat up, man. You're the new kid on the block. It's the way it is. But you don't go to the damn home run derby. Yeah, like it's wrong to me. Like, you know, I'm surprised his father, the Jays, everyone didn't say, whoa, 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 hey. You know what I mean? Let's do this next year, or like, you know, it'll be here for you down the road, kid.
I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. You used to worry about the home run derby when a guy had a smooth stroke, and you know what I mean? It would ruin you when you're having a great year. The one thing is, he's so ice cold. You can look at it this perspective. The home run derby is not going to hurt him in any way. I just don't think he deserves to be there. That's the point.
It can only help him in a sense.
I think it can only help his confidence. Yeah, that's the thing. It's actually
but I don't like it. You're turning the kid into a freak show. Oh, ha, ha, yeah, he sucks. He can't hit anything. He can't do anything. But, oh, he can really hit a home run. I don't like it. Like, there's a lot of reasons why I think it's wrong. I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm just old and no fun. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, me too, man. No, yeah, put on the Depends, man. We're the no fun team.
No, I don't like it.
He has not, he's hitting barely, what is he hitting? 200? And what's he hitting, Baban, off the top of my head? 212, 215? Like, it's pretty bad. Like, it's not good. The home run power will be there. He will be a good player. He hasn't earned it yet. Agreed.
Yeah, as for the PK Subban trade, if it were to happen, I think it makes more sense for Vancouver, to be honest, than Toronto. And I say that because Toronto doesn't need a flashy wheeling and dealing type of defenseman like PK Subban. PK Subban didn't have a great season,
in
Nashville. And there's a reason that the Nashville might be.
They're loaded with cap space. They can do whatever the hell they want to do right now. You know, the Leafs.
I agree. The thing is, too, the Leafs already have enough skill, flash, and finesse.
Yeah, they need,
they need someone that's going to keep the damn puck out of their own net.
It's like four sprinkles on top of an already sweet sundae cap. It's like, give me a cruncher, and I like PK, but
give me
a cruncher. You know what I mean? Like,
you want the guy who actually went in the PK Subban deal. You want a Shea Weber clone, a guy that can play tough, big, solid. Like, Leafs, look for a guy like Chris Pronger, a poor man's Chris Pronger that hurts people.
Yeah, but who is that today's day and age camp? Like, who's a tough defenseman? Like, I don't even know who it is.
No, they're talking about. They're talking with Colorado. It actually makes sense. Here's the thing. They got some deals on the table. They got a young forward in Kerfoot who played really, really well in the playoffs. You got a Tyson Barrie. He's offensive but still tougher and way better defensively than most of the guys the Leafs have. They're talking about, like, wheeling and dealing, like a Kapanen and Kadri package deal for those type of guys. That makes sense to me. I don't know what Babano's saying, but PK Subban's not the answer. It's true. He's a good offensive defenseman. It's not what the Leafs need. Vancouver needs goals.
That's the thing, Cam. Like, I hate to be tough on PK Subban, and he's a great skater, power play guy, tremendous shot from the point, great passer as well. But do you know what I saw in the first round against Dallas? I saw a guy that was a train wreck at times in his own zone. Giveaways, turning the puck over,
the
bad penalties at tough times. It was not a good series at all, I thought, for him against Dallas, and it's a part of the reason why they got knocked out in that first round. I think if you're Toronto, you got to find guys that are going to help you keep the puck out of your own net more than scoring. Scoring's not your focal point right now, or shouldn't be. I'm not sure Subban's the best path for trying to solve the issues that plague you the most right now.
Yep.
FanDuel has some NHL draft props up here.
Oh, let's
only
talk.
A couple.
They're
all okay. You know, I guess the one we could debate who's the third pick. So, and is it worth it taking a spin here? So these are the odds. Jack Hughes, 30-1 to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
Capo Caco is plus 9. Yeah, yeah. Capo Caco is plus 900.
He's the one I take a chance with. Capo Caco. Capo Caco's stock has really gone up.
He might go, yeah.
Well, listen, I was talking to a Devils season ticket holder the other day, an Uber driver. And he was saying that that everyone's locked in on Hughes, but the Devils actually think that Kako might be the better player.
Hughes
is the safer pick, right? Mm-hmm. It's one of these. The Rangers, Yang, you're going to win again. Think about it, Cam, if you're Dolan and the Rangers, like right now, and MSG. You're going
to
get Capo Caco, and you got RJ Barrett in the same week.
Great week for New York.
This Caco kid has big upside, guys. He could be like a mega star. Jack Hughes is American. He's already good. He's known. I don't know if Eichel's a good comparison, but I don't know if there's this massive upside with Hughes. I think he's steady. He's solid. He's it. But this Caco kid, man, a lot of upside, guys. So Hughes is minus 3,000. Caco's plus 900. Who's going to be the second pick of the draft? Caco is minus 2,000.
He doesn't go first. Yep.
So really the bet is who's going to be the third pick of the draft?
Byram.
Alex Turcotte. Byram. Byram is plus 150.
I love that pick. Think about it. Byram, you need defensemen. What do the Blackhawks do? But Batman will tell you too, Gabe. They score. They give up goals. Seabrook is old. Keith is old. Bowen Byram is the guy that they slip in from Vancouver of the WHL in the three hole for Chicago. I will bet that prop at plus 150. I wish you went down to the sports book today. I'd give you a couple hundred. He's
cat,
in the three hole.
I think if the Blackhawks are drafting for need, that's probably where they got to look with the defenseman.
Yeah. I like Turcotte either fourth or fifth, but I think Byram goes third. Chicago, you know,
Turcotte is the consensus pick, guys. And
for third?
The thing is, yeah, like if you look at like mock drafts and like he is the overall consensus third. Well, he's the favorite at -150.
I don't like
go
it.
Go third,
Dave. I'm betting on. I'm actually going to take a shot with Byram. I think Turcotte might go to the Kings at five. You know, like he might not. We'll see. We'll see. Like I'm saying, at +150, you're giving me Byram. I'm in. That's a great bet.
You got to punch your chance because the next guy after Byram is 10-1.
Trevor Zegras?
No, this Kirby. Is it Kirby
Dak? Kirby Dak. Saskatoon.
Kirby Dak. Yeah. 10-1. You notice though, as you guys, you're just talking about the Leafs and defense, and it's like you mentioned, if you want a defenseman, that's where you go. You go out west. You go to the Western Hockey League.
Correct.
You know, so that's why these guys, these defensemen are at the top here. Byram could be a live dog, man. I get it. At +150. You're right. The Blackhawks already have goals. They need a guy that can get the puck out and don't hit people. All right, we'll hit the CFL card on the other side with Bano.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Settle down yet. Yank just said Maple Mamba is the new Kawhi. New Kawhi. No, you know what? He might be the new Kobe. That's what you think. Like, that's what you want.
I mean, I'm actually glad the Knicks drafted someone whose name I can pronounce, buddy.
I think we're about one hour away from setting a record this week of the longest amount of time since the last Where's Kawhi update. You know, no Niagara Falls, yeah, Home Depot, point. The Jays game. Yeah. It's actually going on 24 hours since we've seen where he has been last.
It's a good thing. Yeah. I love Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. I love the Raptors, but it was enough. Like, I'm Kawhi'd out. And exactly. Like, the Home Depot was the final straw yesterday. The Home Depot, the Cactus Club. The guy's eating lunch, guys. Like, seriously, man. Like,
back off.
You know, you say, hey, Kawhi, what's up, man? Like, you know, everyone taking pictures of him everywhere he goes. Like, but at the same point in time, and I said this morning, and I don't want to get into the Kawhi stuff. It's done, in my opinion, that he can't. People are like, oh, why can't he say anything? He can't say anything, guys. Like, nothing's official. You saw even last night the stupid NBA with their dumb hats. You can't wear this. It's not official until next week. Nothing's official until next week in the NBA. It's the way it is. But Kawhi Leonard, guys, the NBA Finals were over 8 days ago. Like, it's over. Like, he could have left already. You know what I mean? He could have split right the second after the parade. Like, he can't be doing anything more with the wink, wink, settle down, Toronto, I'm staying, than he's doing. He's never been seen in public. He's out all the time. Him showing up to the Blue Jay game last night, put it this way. If he showed up to the Blue Jay game last night in a fashion that he did, instead of just sliding in a VIP entrance and going up to a luxury suite and no one knows he's there and he watches the game, he walks down the row once the game starts, gets the ovation. Then he's just a jerk and he's like just like trolling us now at this point. I mean, the guy, he shows up with the blue, like, you know, New Balance looking like the Blue Jays and stuff. Like, he can't do anything more, guys. He brings his like wife, girlfriend to the game last night. You know, like, for a guy that's going to get out of the city, I don't know, what, is he on some tour to see it for the last time? Like, to me, it's like he's telling people, chill out, I'm here. You know what I mean? But I'm with you, Babano. I did a video this morning telling people, just leave him alone, man. It's enough. Like,
yeah, it
is. You know, we get it. Like, you can't take a picture for the rest of, like, you know, we get it. We won the title.
It's only going to be it's only going to be negative. He's a very quiet man.
Yep.
So when you get into
his
face,
he's a quiet guy. He doesn't want to be bothered. He doesn't want to be disturbed.
Exactly.
Yeah, he wants to live his life. Leave him alone. We've, you have had your time with the cameras and focusing in on. I know you're eternally grateful for bringing Toronto a championship.
Yeah,
we're all happy.
Is,
we're all thrilled
Bano
and happy he did that.
Cap,
but enough.
He's, whether he likes it or not now, let's be real. And it, I was thinking about this. I was like, it's not really people's fault. He's bigger than LeBron James right now, guys.
Oh, I know. I get
like
it.
Kawhi Leonard is the biggest basketball player in the world right now. New Balance can't make shit fast enough, okay? His jerseys, like his brand, the free agency. There's nobody hotter in basketball. And the NBA's a popular league. It's a global sport. And Kawhi Leonard just won the finals. So if you want to get paid like LeBron and Jordan, you want to get accolades and people say, man, you're the greatest player ever. You're one of the best players ever. You're the best player in the world. Then you know what? People are going to take pictures of you when they see you live in the flesh, guys. It's the way that it is. He's larger than life. It freaks people out. They're like, oh, my God, that's Kawhi Leonard, right? So, dude, if you saw LeBron James, if I saw LeBron James even, I'd be like, oh, shit, there's LeBron James. I'd take a picture. I'm not lying. I'd be like, oh, but to be honest, in real life, I told you guys the story talking about P.K. Subban. And, Cam, you know I'm a big P.K. Subban fan. I saw him. I didn't say anything. I said, hey, that's it. I didn't get my phone out. I didn't like, hey, P.K. Subban's on this corner right now. I was hungover, and also he was talking with his friends. I didn't want to bother him, you know? I figured I'll meet P.K. another time down the road, and I'll tell him this story. I was going to talk to you, but I was hungover.
Yes, exactly.
But on a serious note about P.K. Subban, too, guys, you brought up about he didn't have a great year. I don't like this Lindsey Vonn stuff. Like, P.K. Subban is turned into just like, he has fun. He's a great hockey player, and he has fun in life, but I don't want to be a dick and say he has too much fun, but he has too much fun. Like, you know, like, you're not going to be hungry to win a Stanley Cup if you're laughing all
he
the
does.
Time and you're banging Lindsey Vonn after the game, Cam. It's
and
just
I will
the
say- Babano's right, and when you watch his game, in the playoffs, it's different. You have to be a real mean prick. You got to play a different type of game, and he was exposed. It wasn't just bad, Gabe. He was exposed. Like, everything about him, like, Dallas beat him into the wall. He pinched in. He got burned. That's the thing, and I don't want to say it, too, and I've been around. I've been to a club where I've seen him before and stuff, too, and, you know, me, I barely go out. Like, I go to taverns and stuff. He's out all the time. Like, you talk to other people. And stuff like there becomes a point in your life. It's like, I'm not going to say don't do that. You're an athlete. You make your own choices. But you think Kawhi Leonard and guys like that go out? And, no, they take care of business. They do their training rituals or whatever. I'm not saying
like
don't
you
have
said,
fun.
We talked about Sidney Crosby,
can't be a party
that
animal.
Story.
Can't be
the
a
story
party
about
animal.
Sidney Crosby not putting anything in his body. Yeah. And I'm not saying you don't have to be hardcore like that. But even in this summer, if you look, it's true. You know, P.K. Subban's been out with Lindsey Vonn. He's been at this golf tournament. He's been at Raptor games. He's partying in clubs. He's living his life. God bless him.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's a fun guy, but he doesn't have that edge. You know, that's a problem right now.
No,
he doesn't have that edge. All right, Babano. So speaking of edges, let's get into the CFL edges. I got to tell you, we're freaking killing it. 6-1, Babano. Last night over. And the Riders, although I was worried about the Riders. I went small on the Riders plus the points, but I did like that over 43.5. I just thought it was way too low. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Babano, but I believe we're now 4-1 to the over in the CFL, right? Like, there's only been one under last week, Hamilton, Saskatchewan.
That's the only game to go under the total, the game Kolaros got hurt. Yep, 4-1 over.
Yep, so I spoke with Mick.
Total,
he said it was raining
tonight
heavily in Edmonton. What's going on there now?
Well, in Edmonton, there's the calling for some rain and some wind tonight. So that's the one little bit of concern if you're playing the over tonight in this game. But from a personnel situation, I mean, Edmonton defense is ravaged going into tonight. They're without two starting linebackers. Don Anumba and Jovan Santos-Knox are both out. They've got their starting cornerback, one of them, Anthony Orange, who used to be known as A.J. Jefferson. He's out due to injury. And Alex Bazio, they got from B.C. As one of their better pass rushers on the defensive end position. He's out for Edmonton due to injury. So they've got cluster injuries on defense coming into tonight. It's a bit of a problem for me going up against B.C. Obviously, Mike Riley's return facing his former team in Edmonton for the first time. B.C., predictably, in my mind, didn't play well last week. They were up against a really good Winnipeg team. First game with so many new faces, new coaching staff, changes everywhere on both sides of the football. I think the game under their belt, though, should help them a little bit. I took BC plus the points. It's gone down quite a bit. I got plus four. It's three now. Three's still a good number. Yeah. The total, I was leaning over all week. The weather's a concern for me a bit, but I still went in on the over a little bit for a small play, but the weather's a little bit of a concern there.
CFL play, Cam, so far this year, been pretty wide open, man. Pretty wide open. This is the best start from a quality standpoint in years. Normally it takes like 2 months and stuff for offenses to get going. These guys, the quarterback play has been great. High scoring, fun,
the
back and forth.
The backups have been good.
Very good football.
These are new guys. Like Fajardo, man. Like he threw a dart right at the end of the half there for that huge touchdown to keep Saskatchewan a little bit of momentum there. You see Dominique Davis from East Carolina Pirates. He looks comfortable. I'm very, very excited about the season as well. I'm with Babano, Gabe. I'm not dicking around with any totals. I had the over last night. I like BC plus the four, and I like BC plus 135 money line. Give me the Lions. Rawr. Double. I got the Lions. Money line spread. Let's go.
I think BC wins the game outright, too.
Edmonton was awesome last week. I won't take anything away from Edmonton. They were great last week, but they played Montreal. You know, you have to keep that in mind. This will be a tougher foe.
Yeah, and like you said, BC were plagued last week by drop passes. That was a problem for them. That was one thing that was an issue for them in a football game. But as you stated, I think, you know, Winnipeg are a real good team, man. Winnipeg went in there and punched him in the mouth. I'm leaning BC. I don't love it, but I like BC, and I'm going to stick to my guns with the over. And, you know, only in the CFL, guys. Such a stupid schedule, though. The play's been good. We're in week two, and we've got three teams on a bye already, Cam. Like, how the hell is this? It's only three games this week. How?
It's week two.
And you have a 20-week season, which is exhausting and next to impossible for a football player to play. So you give him a bye week after one game? Like, dear God.
It's just as moronic as having 99% of your Sunday CFL games September and beyond when the NFL is on.
That's true. Excellent point, Babano. And that's the thing that really hurts the league.
We got
people here who are, you know, our friends down south, everybody else who's going to get exposed to the CFL. They're going to listen to our picks with Babano, Gabe, our segments. We've been on fire in the CFL. And it's the things that kind of like give the old jolly gee shucks. You know, look, it's a CFL, the Rouge. Like, it's a good brand of football, but when they do stuff like this, it's very, very amateur night. They really got to improve some things. Get in the damn room, figure it out.
So, Babano, Ticats, and Argos, you're going to the game tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, I'll be there at BMO, so I'm looking forward to that. Ticats, you know, laying 3.5, 4. I think they win the game. I don't know if I want to lay 4. The Argos are just excited, and there's a lot of positive vibes coming from Toronto. We'll see if it can translate to the field, but Corey Chamberlain now, the head coach. James Franklin was not good last year for the Argos. He had more interceptions than touchdowns, but I'm reading a lot of stuff that just him and Mark Trestman's offense didn't go well. Like, Mark Trestman is a short to intermediate passing type of offense under Ricky Ray for years. He didn't really let Franklin run as much. He didn't let Franklin throw the deep ball. And from what I've seen in the past, Franklin does have a decent arm and a deep ball ability. Never showed it much last year. Apparently they're going to let him throw deep a lot more, try to get outside the pocket more this year, run the ball more with James Wilder Jr. I think the offense, they're trying to tailor it more to Franklin and his skill set than Trestman did. So we'll see if it has an impact tomorrow. I know the Ticats are going to be without Luke Tasker due to an injury, but they've still got a pretty good receiving core. I think that's another game where we could see some points scored. Toronto's trying to be a little bit more aggressive on offense, and they were the worst defense in the CFL last year in points allowed. I think Chamberlain will have that group playing better as the season goes on, but a lot like BC last week, I don't think that defense is going to play good right away in the first week. So the over is the thing I'm looking at in that game.
Shit. You know what I did? I'm just looking at what I did, Gabe. I wanted to parlay Germany and USA Women's World Cup, and I went on them individually. I bet $278 to win $42 on Germany, $108 to win $42 on the USA.
What are those games? Tomorrow?
No, Germany.
Now you're clicking what I'm in soccer for right now.
I'm just because I'm going through my stuff.
Yeah, Babano, you're talking CFL. Cam's clicking away on women's soccer right now.
The bottom line for me is I'll be cheering on the Ticats tomorrow, but I will not be betting. It's a pass on the side. I'll just be on the over.
It'll be a tight game.
I'm going to take the Argos.
I might take the Argos, too. I feel good about tonight's game, though. I think BC, Clay Brooks, another week under his belt. O'Reilly returning to his old team. I think there's a lot of BC will really bring their A game tonight, and I'm with you. I don't think the test really helped Edmonton against Montreal. Lions outright, and I lean Argos as well.
I've done that before. It's the worst.
Oh, God. No, my heart
just said, now you got to sweat out $278 to win $42.
I know Germany's minus two, but God, it was supposed to be a parlay. Damn it, I hate to, that's the thing, man. Sometimes you can bet the other side.
And get out of it, or call during the break and panic and say, yo.
Oh my God. Yeah, pull a Jeff Feinberg. All right, Pato.
Actually, hang in here. Well, hang in here. We got one last thing. We'll get Pato's picks for tonight of any baseball. Talk about the Cincinnati Reds, 15-1 for the under last 16. 10 seconds for you. Total's 8.5 tonight. Game time decisions. Ready to Break Radio.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio. Tune in. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's actually sunny, and the skies are blue on the first day of summer here today. It actually wasn't this. It was like a downpour, like vicious, absolute vicious. Like, I was soaked. I've never been so wet as I was this morning to start the day. I actually had some betting tickets on me. They got a little wet, too. I was a little concerned, but they're okay. They're okay. I once lost a ticket in the rain like that. It evaporated. All right, Babano, we've got about 2 minutes left with you. You can find Babano and his picks on Twitter at Bobano, Ian Cameron. So what about baseball tonight or anything else coming into the weekend here, Babano? We're getting to the dog days of summer. We've got CFL. We've got some Major League Baseball. You're not a soccer guy, so anything on the baseball board tonight catch your eye?
Well, Astros and Yankees in your backyard, Gabe's an interesting series coming up this weekend. And even though they're the same record, both of those teams, right around the same record, Houston's coming into this series limping. New York's going into this series surging. And it shows you just how lethal the Yankees have become offensively with their lineup because, you know, they've had all these guys step up, Luke Voit and, you know, Clint Frazier and Gio Urshela and DJ LeMahieu all season with all the injuries. Now they're getting Stanton back. They're going to have Judge back this weekend. They're getting healthy this lineup. Hicks is back. And here's DJ LeMahieu, who's done great this season for the Yankees. He's scratched tonight. He's not in the lineup. I mean, that tells you just how scary and deep now the Yankees are with their lineup. It's very tough to go against them. I think they'll beat Houston tonight, put them in a parlay of some kind, or maybe the run line there. Atlanta-Washington's interesting because I looked at that game this morning and looking at Atlanta getting that price, I'm like, how do I not take the Braves here? But it smells fishy, this one. I know Atlanta's been red hot, but Washington's quietly been 17-7 their last 24. They've hit lefties very well. And Dallas Keuchel, I know he's making his debut for the Braves tonight, but he didn't exactly light it up in his Double-A rehab start, kind of didn't pitch all that great. The Nationals are tremendous against lefties. They have a top-five offense against lefty pitching. So that game, I think, over the total makes sense. I think Atlanta can score some runs. Their lineup is potent. But I don't think things are going to go smoothly for Keuchel. I think the Nats, who match up well against lefties, will hit him a bit.
Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Thanks for your time, Babano.
All right, guys. See ya. Have a great weekend.
Later, buddy.